Here is Jorgen Johnson stepping onto mat number four. 138-pound, fifth and sixth place match in Class B. Jorgen Johnson, 34-6, a junior. Tyler Bradenkamp, Columbus SCOTUS. He is 38-11. He is a senior. And Jorgen will strap on the red, or the green, the red. Nope, Jorgie's got the red, and Bradenburg has got the green. Nope, vice versa. Jorgie's got the green, Bradenburg has got the red. We are set to go. Underway in this match. Both wrestlers on their feet as they work the center of the mat. Lincoln Northeast, black mat of the Lincoln Northeast Rockets. Jorgie down onto his knees, takes a shot in, he's got the takedown. He's got the takedown on Bradenburg. And Jorgen Johnson takes the early 2-0 lead over Bradenburg of Columbus SCOTUS. We're down to 30 seconds to go in period number one as Jorgen works him from the top. Bradenburg up onto his hands and knees, trying to get up onto his feet. Not able to, though. Jorgie takes his legs out from under him. And again, he's back up onto his knees, but now back up onto his belly once again. And Jorgen riding him from the top. Final 10 seconds to go here in this opening period. 2-0, Jorgen Johnson, the early lead here on Tyler Bradenburg of Columbus SCOTUS, and the first period will end. 2-0 our score. Jorgen Johnson with the early lead over Bradenburg of Columbus SCOTUS. As we begin period number two, it will be Jorgen Johnson in the down position. Bradenburg will work it from the top. On the whistle, he immediately again breaks down Jorgen, but Jorgen gets away. He's got a one-point escape, and it is now a 3-0 lead. Jorgen Johnson, as we're just starting period number two. Jorgen Johnson now again with a 3-0 lead. Bradenburg looking to take a shot. Jorgie able to fight him off. Bradenburg down on one knee. Now both wrestlers up onto their feet. Now they get down on their knees. Again, just kind of working on a strategy here. Jorgen again looking in. Bradenburg a little off balance there. Jorgen took a shot, but Bradenburg able to back away from it. Again, Jorgie takes a shot at the knees, but nothing there. So they'll try it one more time. Johnson kind of swipes at the head of Bradenburg a little bit. Now Bradenburg reaching in, get a hand around Jorgen's neck. Jorgen, though, leaning in, got his head right into his torso, pushing him backward. Jorgen pushing Bradenburg backward, and they're off the mat. We have a minute to go. 1 minute remaining here in period number two. It is a 3-0 lead. Jorgen Johnson of Alliance leads it over Bradenburg of Columbus SCOTUS. Both wrestlers on their feet once again. Now they get down on their knees. Jorgie back up on his feet. They just kind of walk around the small circle. Now they tie up again. Backing away, back both wrestlers on their knees. Jorgen Johnson looking in one more time. Now again, he just kind of puts his hand on the forehead a little bit of Bradenburg, pushes him back a little bit. Bradenburg comes in. They tie up once again. But really, again, neither one has got the advantage. We're down to 20 seconds to go as Jorgie Johnson now has a shot. He had Bradenburg almost turned for just a second, but he wasn't able to complete it. So it is still, they are going to give, it's a 3-0 lead. Still a 3-0 lead, Jorgen Johnson. So no points awarded, 3-0. Jorgen Johnson with the lead down to our final seconds of period number two, and the period ends. So 3-0, Jorgen Johnson holding on to that lead over Tyler Bradenburg of Columbus SCOTUS. We'll begin period number three. It's going to be Bradenburg in the down position. Ready to start our third period. 2 minutes to go. 3-0. Jorgen Johnson holding the lead on the whistle. Bradenburg again tries to sit out. He does. He's straining, trying to get up onto his feet. He's back up onto his feet, but Jorgen will pull him right back down to the mat. Now Bradenburg looking to roll. He's not able to roll. Jorgie's got his leg tied up. Bradenburg rolls. He rolls Jorgen over. Is he going to get the... He's going to get a one-point escape as they roll out of bounds. He will get a one-point escape. He won't get the takedown, but he will get the one-point escape. That's quite a move there by Brandenburg. He just literally almost somersaulted to roll and get away from Jorgen Johnson. So it's now 3-1. We are a minute 30 to go in this match, and both wrestlers on their feet now as they work in the center of the mat. Brandenburg working hard. Jorgen driving him forward, and they'll be off the mat. Over on the far side. 1:23 to go in the match. 3-1. Jorgen Johnson of Alliance leading it over Brandenburg of Columbus Scotus. Brandenburg now needs a takedown. Jorgen Johnson down on his knees, looking in on Brandenburg. Brandenburg again backing away just a little bit. Both wrestlers now on their feet, center of the mat. They tie up in the middle of the mat. We're down to 1 minute and 7 seconds to go in this match. 3-1, Jorgen Johnson of Alliance leading it over Brandenburg of Columbus Scotus as they are off the mat on the top side. We are less than a minute to go now in this match. 58 seconds. Jorgen Johnson looks to take a shot. Brandenburg fights him off. Brandenburg again with his arms wrapped around the torso of Jorgen Johnson. Jorgie looking to turn him, driving him back. Again, Brandenburg just kind of sliding. He's not able to get any advantage at all as they go off the mat with 39 seconds to go. Now it is, it looks like it is a 4-1 lead. I think they've given Jorgen Johnson a point. I'm not sure how Jorgie got the point, but that's okay as we've got a timeout now on the mat. It's a 4-1 lead now. Jorgen Johnson leading it over Tyler Brandenburg of Columbus Scotus. And we've got injury timeout now as Brandenburg down on his knees. 4-1. Jorgen Johnson holds the lead here. We have, again, 34 seconds to go in this match. But we are in injury timeout right now as Brandenburg getting some attention from the trainers. Looks like he's okay. Looks like he's good to go. Coach Wilson and Coach Scott Ruff are on the mat, are in the chairs here on the side. Now Jorgen will work it as both wrestlers on their feet. 4-1, Jorgen Johnson holding the lead over Brandenburg of Columbus Scotus. Down to our final 20 seconds to go. Brandenburg's got to make something happen here soon. And Jorgie's going to have to just fight him off for this final 10 seconds. 4-1, Jorgen Johnson the lead, looking to hold on to win the fifth place medal. They tie up. Brandenburg down onto his knees. 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1, that's it. And Jorgen Johnson is going to bring home the fifth place medal with a 4-1 victory and a fifth place finish for Jorgen Johnson. Congratulations to him. He is now a three-time state medalist. And pretty exciting for Jorgen Johnson. Great to see that. I know he's disappointed he didn't make it into the finals, but still a fifth-place finish and a three-time state medalist for the Alliance Bulldogs. That is exciting. Jorgen Johnson, 4-1, wins it here, and he will bring home the fifth-place medal.